The Florida grants allow states to work with conservation groups and private landowners to create conservation plans to ensure the survival of endangered species. They're possible because of the Endangered Species Act. Through the Habitat Conservation Land Acquisition Grants Program, the money will benefit 3 endangered plant species in St. Joseph Bay State Buffer Preserve in Gulf County and the scrub jay in Lake Wales Ridge State Forest. According to Brad Groover with the Habitat Species Conservation Commission, the habitat conservation plans will be very successful in Florida.
Several of them were HCP Planning Assistance Grants. Those are grants that allow us to pass money through to a local entity, typically a county government, to develop a habitat conservation plan. And what a habitat conservation plan, it's an agreement between the local entity, the state Fish and Wildlife Agency, and the federal Fish and Wildlife Agency that they will do a certain amount of habitat conservation and species conservation. But the planning assistance grants allows them to pull together the expertise they need and the documents they need so that the agencies are comfortable that we're getting some net conservation benefit out of this whole thing.
Michael Jenkins is a plant conservation biologist with the Florida Division of Forestry. He says they applied for these federal funds because of state budget cuts.
The state, when we first had this proposed in, it was a very high, and this is going through Florida forever. This was a very highly ranked project. However, funding for Florida Forever was cut, you know, recently when Governor Scott had taken the funding. We actually do not have state confirmation of that either. Now, I will tell you that this particular parcel here is within the North Florida Greenway, which is lands for used for military buffering. So it's being put into this year's budget, and again, is a very highly ranked project. So we're, in terms of the state of Florida, it's being proposed now in this fiscal year's budget.
Despite these federal grants, Florida conservation groups are still facing major challenges ahead. Jenkins says establishing the habitat conservation plans can be difficult.
Now that this particular amount of time, a lot has happened, so it is a long process and things change even within year to year. So we have 2 major hurdles. One is reaffirming, you know, St. Joe's commitment to sell the land. This could be the case with this project. The St. Joe Company has not really responded to us in their willingness to sell the land. And the second hurdle is getting the state to put the matching funds back into there. So 2 major things that we have to do there.
Jenkins, with the Florida Endangered and Threatened Plant Conservation Program, is optimistic that the acquisition and protection of the land will save vital habitat for endangered species throughout Florida. For WMNF News, I'm Livy Cabot.